Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
The Stu Gossard, a man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stu Goss, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world. We thank you. We also thank our sponsor, DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code STU. There's Finney.
Finney loves DraftKings, I'll tell you what.
He does. And Finney, when he goes to DraftKings, he uses code STU.
Yeah.
Because Finney loves a special offer. And that's what you get when you sign. See? You see what I'm saying?
If Finney likes three things, it's the bark, it's dog treats, and it's special offers from DraftKings.
Yes, code STU for a special offer when you sign up. I'd like the code to be Finney one time. How about that,
ooh.
Billy?
Ooh.
Huh?
Write that down. I might forget about that.
Okay, write it down. That's code STU, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Billy, is that going to be okay with our sponsors?
Yeah, they're fine. Don't worry about that. Yeah, they'll really? Be cool. Yeah, don't worry about that. They're cool. So, guys, I'm learning that something that we've criticized you for years is starting to happen to me more and more.
What's that?
Where I just can't talk sometimes. I'll just start talking and like my tongue will stop working or my brain will stop working. Yes. And the words won't make sense. And then I have to kind of pretty much just power through it and pretend like it didn't happen.
Right. So what, you're sympathetic to me now? You now understand why it happens to me, right?
I'm almost
Billy, we talk for a living. We're all going to die.
Well, everyone's going to die.
You're right. It's a good point.
The other day, and this
except
is,
Brady.
Yeah. Well, that's true. The other day, it was a behind the scenes thing. And I think it may have made its way onto the air. And it's, I think, bad news for you, but I'm not entirely sure. Where I think Mike was saying, like, left-handed people die at a higher rate. And I was like, well, everybody dies. Death is like 100% rate. Like, everyone's going to die. Right. But I think he was saying that, like, left-handed people don't live as long. I don't know the stat. I got to be honest with you. My brain's a little foggy right now.
Sure.
But are you left-handed? No, right? You write right-handed, no. But you play golf left-handed.
So here's the weird thing. I am a natural righty, okay? Like, I write with my right hand. I throw a football with my right hand. I throw a baseball with my right hand, but I bat lefty. So essentially, any sport that involves a club or a bat or a stick, like hockey or lacrosse for that matter, I'm a lefty. But everything else, I'm righty. So is what Mike is saying is Phil Mickelson's going to die earlier than the rest of us? Is that the case?
I
mean, natural lefties?
I guess.
Right. Because my dad's a natural lefty and he's 80.
Wow. Yeah. Well, if he was righty, he'd be 85 right now. You know, batting left-handed is cooler than batting right-handed.
Why?
I don't know. When I was a little kid, I liked baseball players that were switch hitters. So I made myself a switch hitter, not at any sort of competitive level whatsoever. Right. But I'd go to like the cages and I'd always swing lefty and we play like pickup games and I bat lefty. It just feels cooler batting lefty than batting righty for whatever reason.
Okay. I mean, and how about golf? Like, because people always mock like lefty golfers. They do. They're like, hey, you're standing the wrong way. They always say that to me. And I tell them to go fuck themselves. That joke is so old.
Well, I mean, I can't even golf well right-handed. So I haven't.
Yeah, you're pretty good, Billy. There's potential there.
Yeah. By the way, another thing, Stu Gotts, not that this has anything to do with what it is that today's episode is.
Well, Billy, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm pretty certain that if I pass away early, if I die early, it won't be because I'm left-handed. It'll probably have something to do with the heaters.
Okay? I thought it was a ridiculous stat, but whatever.
Anyway, sorry, I cut you off there.
So did you see what happened with the Tom Brady ball?
No.
So the Tom Brady ball, remember we found out that there was a person who bid like $500,000+ for Tom Brady's last touchdown. And then the next day he announced that he was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
They canceled the sale. He got his money back.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I guess they said that it was like an invalid auction or whatever. The guy got all his money back.
Wow. That is amazing. And invalid, but he did retire. I mean, technically he retired. I think if I'm the one selling that ball,
I'm pissed. What are you talking about? No.
You had the last one. Granted, you only had it for 24 hours,
yeah.
but you had that ball. That's yours. No, that's terrible. Yeah. He should sue Brady.
Well, who should? The person that sold the ball?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. False retirement. I mean, there's got to be something in there.
I'm sure there's plenty of false retirement cases.
Billy, you can sue someone for anything, okay? I mean,
what kind of law would you practice if you were a lawyer?
Oh, my God. It's a great... I was going to say, like, I guess criminal law. I mean, I don't know. What would you?
But you would be like,
I'd be a great trial attorney. I feel like I'd be such a bullshitter. I'd be so good at it.
But you would always represent like the, I guess like the defendant, right? Like you would be the one.
I'd be like a defense attorney. Yeah. That's where the money is.
Criminal attorneys. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't listen. You don't want to be a DA. I mean, there's no money there.
You strike me as the type of, you heard, and I'm sure, I think we used to have these people as sponsors, so I'm not going to say the names, but it's like getting divorced. Take everything from your wife. We'll represent you. Make sure your wife gets nothing.
It's Cordell and Cordell.
Oh, no. Speaking of divorce.
Yes.
Golic wedding was this week.
There's also divorce attorneys just for men, by the way. Do you know that?
Those are the ones just for men.
Well, there's one just for women, too.
Yeah.
Why do they need it? My wife doesn't need an attorney. She's got 50% of my shit, dude.
Hmm.
Oh, my God.
That Uncle anyway. Sam knows about.
Yeah. What are you eating there?
Oh, good question. I'm eating a Reese's peanut butter egg.
Oh, I love those, Billy.
One of my favorite spinoffs of the seasonal candy is the peanut butter egg.
Do you like the egg better than the Christmas tree? I love the Reese's Christmas tree. Oh. It's so good. Oh, is it so good?
I think
bigger
I like the
surface area, more peanut butter. You know what I'm saying?
That's really what these are, right? It's just more peanut butter than a regular Reese's.
Correct. Can you hold it up? I want to see that.
Well, it's just an empty wrapper because I ate it.
Okay. Sorry.
But I have more. You know what? I'm going to take you one tomorrow, Stugatz.
You are?
Yeah, I am. Just for you. I'll put it in my backpack. Hopefully it doesn't melt.
That's very nice of you.
Anyway.
Anywho, speaking of divorce, there was a wedding this past weekend. Mike Golic Sr. gave away his daughter, Sydney Golic. And we're going to recap. I was not invited to the wedding. Billy, did you ever get an invitation to the wedding?
I didn't get an invitation to the wedding. You know what I think? I think if we would have done God Bless and all of that a year sooner, we would have been in. I think we would have been in because I think that we became closer to them too late into the game.
I've been close with them for a while. I still didn't get the invite, but I showed up anyway. So, yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, I was in town, you know, I was in, I just happened to be in Arizona. So I stopped by the Golic wedding. So we're going to have Mike Golic on. He just gave his daughter, Sydney, away. We've talked about it a lot with him over the last year. It was a great big weekend for the Golic family, and we love the Golic family. So let's go to Mike here and talk about the wedding experience, whether or not Trey Wingo showed up to the wedding and Charlie Weiss. And also, I deliver a best man speech because I was Sid's best man. Now, how about that? I mean, listen, I didn't get the invite, but I showed up anyway, and I stole the show. That's what I did. It's Sydney's day, but it was really Stugatz's day because I deliver perhaps the greatest best man speech in the history of weddings. Stugatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope.
This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
I am still so full of alcohol.
Yeah.
Wow.
How much would you guesstimate based on, I guess, like, the price that you would pay if you were to go out and buy a drink? How much would you guess is in you in terms of dollars of alcohol?
Well, it depends on where you are and the price per drink. One of the best expenditures I made was just $500, and it was a beer burro. Literally, a live burro with a saddle over it with sacks on either side,
oh,
full of ice and full of beer. And after the wedding, there was an hour and a half cocktail hour and a half before dinner. The beer burro walks around, and you just take a beer from the burro and you drink. It's phenomenal.
What do you tip something like that?
Well, I was confused. I thought that you had like burros, like different areas of the wedding, but you had a donkey walking around with beer on it.
Billy, you had it like New York?
Yeah, that's what I was confused.
What the hell did you think?
I don't know. You had a donkey that was just had beers on its back.
We had a burro. It is called a burro, and we called it Joe Burro,
right?
For obvious reasons. We did not have a Bengals hat. We were hoping to. But I have a picture. We've had pictures. People have tweeted out pictures with the burro. And, yeah, it had beers in its saddle sacks and just walked around, and you took the beer out of it. It was awesome. Her name was Sophie.
Oh,
It was fantastic. And then I had a few of those, and then the rest of the night was mules and prickly pear margaritas.
Jesus.
Of which, again, if you want to say, what's the cost of a mixed drink? You want to say $5, $8?
Maybe I don't know. Connecticut somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, where I am, it's about $20 a pop.
Yeah. Where me and Billy are, it's about $40 a pop.
Yeah, exactly. So it depends. So let's just say an even $10 for, you know, a mixed drink. I probably had as much as the burro cost of $500 worth of drinks. I don't recall a point in the evening where I didn't have a drink in my hand. I mean, did you see Mike Jr.'s post of us in the photo booth? Just take a look at my eyes in that one. Go on Mike's tweets.
Oh, no, we did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can't see your eyes. That's the problem.
Oh, that's exactly right. As I said, yeah, maybe you caught me mid-blink. Maybe you didn't.
when we go through the photo album for the wedding, will there be more pictures of you and Sophie or you and Sid?
More pictures of me and Sid. But right. Great pictures. Sid and Ben cutting the cake with a sword. With a samurai sword, was very cool. We had fireworks at the cake cutting. It was very cool. I mean, Krista, as my wife Chris said, it was her Super Bowl, and she was the New England Patriots of wedding planning, and she was right. She hit it out of the park. I mean, it was fantastic. And from Mike officiating the wedding, he did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
To Jenny's toast to Sydney. She was a maid of honor, Sydney and Ben. Ben's mm-hmm. brother, Noah, his best man speech was phenomenal. Yeah. And when I had to get up and talk, I just cried. I mean, I was trying.
You were a blubbering mess, Gulick?
I was trying so hard, so hard. But I got up there right after their first dance. And again, to name drop, Darius Rucker was there, mm-hmm. and he said he wanted to sing because the first mm-hmm. dance for Sydney and Ben and the first dance for Sid and I were both Darius songs. Wow. And we invited him just as a guest. I said, you do not have to sing. He said, I want to sing both those songs. And he did. So he sang them live. So I'm watching Sid and Ben have their first dance, and Darius is singing, and I'm crying. And I mean, literally the song ended. And the guy with the mic says, and now the father of the bride will give his talk. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, I'm already shaky. And I went up there and just, I got through it, but I broke down a number of times. It was tough. It was very tough. But It was awesome. I mean, I don't even, there were so many great factions of friends. We had the nice Western type dinner Friday night where everybody hung out. It was a great, great couple of nights. And now, Sydney and Ben are on the way to Hawaii.
Wow. Was it decided that the first dance was going to be a Darius song before he was invited, or did he say, I'd like to sing it, and then it was like, oh, well,
oh,
now
no,
we
no,
have to
no.
make it a Darius song, or Darius
no, no.
is
going to
stole was, the band's thunder,
was there,
Bill,
yeah,
right?
was there pressure yeah. that yeah. now, because Darius is here, we need to make the first dance a Darius song?
No, no. The we always knew it was good. He was invited, and when he was invited, he already knew what Sid and I song was going to be. It's called It Won't Be Like This For Long. It's about having a daughter and her growing up through stages. And then the song he actually sung for the first dance is not released yet. It will be released at some point
wow,
on an album.
Sneak
so,
peek. Look at
so,
you.
Yeah, so Sid and Ben were probably, I'm sure, were the first people to dance to hit that song. It's a great, great song. So, no. In fact, I told him right up to the day before the wedding, you're here as part of our family, as a guest and a friend. You do not have to sing. You do not have to. And he said, I want to. I want
to
sing.
Well, he wants to get the new song out there.
Billy, you know, Billy.
None of the new stuff, okay? Play the hits, dude.
And Bill, you know what Golic meant when he said you don't have to sing.
Yeah,
Darius
yeah.
knew what he meant, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
He knew exactly what he meant.
Yeah.
yeah. And then one person from his band, Quentin Gibson, came and played the guitar. Mm. And, you know, listen, it's not all, you know, free and everything. Darius said, after I'll send you the bill, which would be about $200,000 to have him yeah. play a couple
Did he
of
give
songs.
A gift, or was that technically the gift?
Oh, no, he gave a gift.
Really?
Oh, okay, that's, that was good. Like, here's your envelope, and he starts singing.
Oh, no, he gave a gift.
Have you gone through the gifts yet? Like
Sydney has, because they took a lot of the gifts to Hawaii with them as spending money.
Who's stifter?
Yeah, worst gift giver.
That I don't know. I don't know enough about... like some of the envelopes they haven't opened. They only opened the ones that were there. Ones that have been mailed, they haven't opened yet.
Right.
So we don't know yet. And plus, yesterday, or Sunday, the day after, the amount of hungover is. I mean, I think I still, like I said, have a lot of alcohol in me. It was a party. The band was phenomenal. Chris and I started dancing the first song, and we barely missed a song. It was great. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Billy, how much do you imagine, Mikey? How much if you're Darius Rucker attending the Golic's wedding, how much do you think you have to stuff in that envelope?
I mean, of the family, you've been around for years.
Uh huh.
You do it's maybe a tough one. If you're Darius, you do maybe offer to sing to offset that a little bit.
Right? I still think, yeah, you do. Absolutely. It's a heady play. It's like trade. Right?
Yeah.
It's like trade. I still think it needs to be north of 1,000. I do.
Yeah. I don't think Darius. Yeah.
Uncle Darius.
I
think it's got to be right around 1,000, because you could say, I want to put enough in this envelope that they won't remember I didn't give too little, but really I want them just to remember I sang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much did you give?
I don't know the amount.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know the amount, but I'll say this. Him singing, from what I understand, did not offset what he gave at all.
Really?
Darius is a very, very giving person.
Holy shit.
He's just a good guy. Listen, he's been a great friend. He's been and got a great bond with all our kids, so...
Listen, when my daughters get married, can you invite Darius?
I mean, I will invite Darius.
Darius will be his plus one.
Hey, listen, we've already gotten ourselves into a pickle because Jess, you know, Smetty, we've already said we're paying for a wedding if they make us TikTok stars, so she keeps reminding me of that.
Oh, okay.
But they have done nothing between Smetty and my daughter to make us TikTok stars yet, so she better get on the ball if she wants us to pay for it.
That's a deal for me and you, right? We're paying for Smetty's wedding if she makes me and you TikTok stars.
Exactly.
Correct?
Exactly. Okay. Right. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Who surprised you in terms of just letting it loose? Like anyone there that
Ben? Ben did. Ben.
What?
Listen.
Ben was there.
So Ben is
and stayed the whole night.
Yeah, Ben is pretty quiet. I mean, you guys, if you've heard our SIA podcast, sorry in advance, he's pretty quiet. Again, Harvard grad, he's going to med school, 4 years with the Bears, but he's pretty reserved. Certainly funny and good personality, but publicly it can be reserved. He was, when he got the garter from Sid, when they, you know, the bouquet and the garter, he like did a dance for her first, and she was sitting in a twer, and he was twerking on her before he got the garter off of her. I mean, twerking. Ben was twerking. Wow. It was pretty impressive.
How about Ben?
Him doing that and him talking with the mic in his hand, we were like, oh my God, wow, Ben. Now, he was hammered. We had a signature drink. While you could have all the alcohol you want, there was signature drinks. For Sid, it was a Moscow Mule, and for Ben, it was an Old Fashioned. He's a big whiskey guy. Mm-hmm. So make no mistake, he was hammered, but he let it go, man. He let it go pretty good. Wow. And basically, at the end of the night, Sid had to have two or three of her friends carry her to the suite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was done. She was toast.
And Ben loves Elijah Craig bourbon, obviously, right? I mean, that goes without
saying. Goes without saying, yeah. So no, who else was
don't worry about it, Mike.
That we
No, I'm with you. No. I know you had the golf tournament there. I'm with you.
Billy, I'm also interested. Like, I want to know someone, perhaps, like, I don't know, a Charlie Weiss. Like, someone who just fucking tore up the entire way.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie was not there.
Oh.
So it wasn't Charlie Weiss.
That was mean. Not Charlie.
They have a
lot
of...
You didn't invite him, or he didn't show up?
No, he was the destination wedding. We didn't invite a ton. We invited a total of about 180. It wasn't the largest, and we were surprised about 140 showed. We were surprised that many actually showed up. Mike and Jake and Sydney have a group of friends from Notre Dame who are pretty much professional wedding goers.
Yeah,
and they get after it. They ended up there was.
I've seen them on the circuit.
Yeah, there were shirts off. You know, a lot of. It got going pretty well. It got going pretty well, no doubt about it.
Did Wingo show up?
Wingo was not there.
Wow.
He did have he had a very legitimate excuse though.
What was that? Golf?
No, it was not golf. It was.
He'll
not
catch
golf.
Him in Hawaii. It's okay.
Yeah. How about it? He's actually in Connecticut now. It has to be, but he is closing. I think on a place he bought in Maui. So yeah, life's not bad for Trey right now.
Nice gift from Trey though. Sent something in the mail.
I don't know because obviously Sid and Ben were registered somewhere, and their box is coming all the time to the house here, and we just put them away. So I don't know. I don't know. So I'm sure he sent something, I would imagine. But I don't know what it is.
Kyle Rudolph show up? Anyone?
Kyle Rudolph was there, yes.
Rudy,
there.
Nice.
That whole group there, Kyle Rudolph, Braxton Cave, Trevor Robinson, Dane Chris, they were all teammates with Mike and Jake. They were all there. So
where was Manti Te'o?
Manti was not there. No,
he wasn't there. One, was not
did you get him a plus one? Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Was Boudreaux Kelly there? I mean,
no. Oh, Boudreaux Kelly.
Michael Floyd?
Michael Floyd was there. Yes. Yes.
Michael Floyd. Wow.
Floyd was there.
Late edition.
Mike, yeah, I'm not certain how you're absorbing all this, but I think me and you went to a different wedding than Golic went to.
It must be.
Yeah. Because, Mike, I did a speech also. You didn't mention me. You were hammered at the time. But I also did a best man speech at your wedding. And not for Ben. I did it for Sid.
Might have been when I went to the bathroom. I may have missed that. Because from what I understand, I was gone in the bathroom for about 40 minutes. So I'm not really sure what happened.
Okay.
It's about how long the speech is.
Yeah, it's about how long it is. Would you like to hear the speech that I did that you missed because you were in the bathroom puking?
I would love to hear it.
Okay, so I did a speech for Sid because we're best friends, and I was the best man at Sid's wedding. And so it's odd that you say certain people weren't there because I saw them there with my own two eyes. What happened, Billy?
Man, for you, the speech was the gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The entire gift for the remainder of time.
I mean, right. For any other weddings, it all included, right?
So, Mike, what happened here? Because you and I saw certain people at the wedding. I acknowledged them in the speech, and Mike is now saying, it's Mike, right? He's drunk? Right.
His eyes were closed the whole time. We saw the picture.
Yeah.
People were there.
It's very possible I've missed a few people.
Okay.
I mean, so I guess in me saying when they're not there, maybe I really am not sure.
Well, let's find out who you missed. Here's the speech.
Buckle up.
Hey, before I get started, I just wanted to thank the Golics. That's right, give it up for the Golics. Unbelievable. No one's surprised. But thank you to the Golics for putting on this beautiful wedding. An amazing, amazing, beautiful ceremony. This awesome party where all of us can be surrounded by friends and family. That's what a day like today should be all about. Friends and family. And I don't want to take up too much time here. I don't. I want us all to get back to having a good time, to spending time with friends and family, and get back to that dance floor because Charlie Weiss is tearing that fucker up. So again, thank you to Mike and Christine, the Golics, for putting on just an amazing, amazing day. An amazing party, an amazing ceremony. Thank you to the Golics. I also want to thank our sponsors, DraftKings, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. And if you had the under on 42 minutes for the length of the ceremony, oh, I am sorry. You lost. Wasn't even close. Again, that's DraftKings. Use code BENSBRO to get $100 in free plays only at DraftKings, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. And to Elijah Craig Bourbon, the official bourbon of Max Homa. Sid, I mean, where do we start? I guess the only logical place to start, the only place you can start, is from the beginning. Sid, the first time I met you, you remember, it was yesterday. And you handed me that check for $10,000 as an appearance fee. Sid, from that moment, that exact moment, I knew we were best friends. You could have just booked me on Cameo, at Stugatz on Cameo, by the way, for anyone interested. You could have just done that, Sid, $150. No, 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 no. If you think Sid would do that, you just don't know Sid. Certainly not the Sid that I know. Since we were kids, back when I called you Sid the Kid, we always said, go big or go home. That was our motto. It was then, it is today. Sid, you were everything I thought you would be, everything I knew you would be, but even better, somehow, you exceeded the lofty expectations I had for you. You and I go back a long way, Sid, long way. So I knew when I met Ben for the first time yesterday that he was the guy for you. Sid, this is what you've always wanted. Someone who's the complete opposite of your dad. And that ceremony, just going back to that for a minute. Wow. What a ceremony it was. Sid, I don't think there was a dry eye in the house. When you looked lovingly into Ben's eyes and your brother asked if you'd take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband and you responded, I fucking do. Look at the proud father of the bride. Look at him, everyone. Look at him. Mike is smiling ear to ear. You know why? Because all those credit cards that say Sidney Golic on them, now they're going to say Sidney Broniker. Congratulations. I'm the bride's best man. How cool is that? I mean, seriously, it's awesome. It would be weird for me, but I consider myself the best man every day, mostly because I work every day with Mike Sr. and Dan Le Batard. Back to the ceremony. How about a hand for the bride's brother and my best man, Bojo, for officiating? The official zebra now. How about that? Mike. We all know Mike doesn't have a great track record for speaking at his siblings' weddings. I mean, of course, we all remember the crying debacle from Jake and Jenny's wedding, but Mike, you crushed it today. My man. My best man. Speaking of Jake and Jenny, congrats to them on the upcoming birth of their son. Stugatz Golic is a wonderful, strong name if you're looking. But it will cost you. And I'll just say that I'm available for private lacrosse and broadcasting lessons, anything for the family. It's never too early. Put it on your sister's account. And for the birth, I have over 7 pounds, 11 ounces. If you'd like to place a bet on the birth, just head over to DraftKings. Promo code BENSBROOK to place your bet.
BENSBROOK.
7 pounds, 11 ounces? I feel like that's 10 pounds. Lock of the year. How cool is it that they have a beer donkey? I mean, that thing is carrying beer. Look, I've carried Levitar for the last 20 years. Why the fuck is there a samurai sword? You know, I look around and see all the love in this room and feel all the love in this room, and I also see a lot of famous people. It's wonderful to see, it really is. And I would ask each of you to call someone who is more famous than yourselves, who is not here, and get them on my podcast. Stupidity. Download it wherever you get your podcasts. But a lot of famous people here. Darius Rucker's here. Darius, great to see you. If this wedding was back in the late 90s, Darius being here would be a much bigger deal.
Oh,
great to see you nonetheless, my
what
friend.
What happened there? Oh,
man. Kenny Chesney is also here. Look at that. Good to see you, Kenny. Kenny, by the way, we could discuss this off mic later, off stage, whatever you want. When you recently changed your phone number and sent out your new phone number, you didn't send it to me. We'll talk later. Good to see you. Trey Wingo is here. Mike Greenberg is not. Hal, good to see you. Glad to see you can pry yourself away from the golf course for a couple hours to attend Sid's wedding. Very nice of you. A little bit later on, perhaps, if Trey's still here, in the back right corner, right back there, yep, a little game. Ho, 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 ho. If Trey's still here, okay, a little game of love it or shove it. How about that? Good to see you, Trey. Jeff Eagles is here, Feeds. Always good to see you, my friend. Great punter, legendary punter, former teammate of Mike Sr. who played in the NFL. What are you guys laughing at? He played, he wasn't just a radio host. No, Mike played in the NFL. In fact, he told me one time his only job was to not move so he wouldn't get in the way of Clyde Simmons, Reggie White, and Jerome Brown. Feeks was the punter on Mike's teams. Or I should say Mike was the defensive tackle on Feagle's team. On the back. Bill Curry is here, of course, warning. And you can thank me later. Don't get trapped in a corner by coach. Bill, I love you. Conversations are supposed to work two ways. Oh, look, Bob Golic from Saved by the Bell is here, everyone. Come on, give it up for Bob. Bobby, great to see you. Charlie Weiss is here. Where's old Charlie? Ah, there he is. Waiting to get back on that dance floor. Couple of pigs in a blanket in his hand. Charlie, your family. Oh. Boudreaux Kelly is here. That's Boudreaux with an X. Former Notre Dame coach, of course, and current coach at LSU. He's sitting at a table by himself, right over there. You'll see it.
Now we wait a kind of fuck while we go to get me right a book on my bed.
Sitting at a table by himself, which is only funny to seven people who aren't invited to this wedding. Coach, I noticed. Oh, coach, the Golics. They put a little jambalaya on the menu tonight. How about that? Some shellfish. Jessica Smetana is here. Co-host of Golic and Smetty. Jess, if you just would have held out the way I held out, you would have gotten paid an appearance fee the way I got paid an appearance fee. You're young. Live and learn, Jess. Live and learn. So let's raise a glass here of Elijah Craig bourbon, the official bourbon of Max Homa, and toast the new couple. Ben and Sid. What a beautiful day. Sid, you look gorgeous. Ben, you look okay. But what a beautiful day. What a beautiful ceremony. What a beautiful party. What a beautiful couple. So let's raise that glass of Elijah Craig bourbon, the official bourbon of Max Homa, and let's give a toast to the new husband. And let's toast the new couple and wish them a lifetime of happiness, of health, and of credit card bills. That in Sid, we love you. Congratulations. And to Mike Golick Sr., why the fuck is there a samurai sword here?
10K well worth it.
I gotta tell you, I gotta tell you, the wedding we attended was much better than yours.
Wow. I must have really been passed out in the bathroom to miss that freaking speech.
And Mike was right, it was 40 minutes.
Holy smokes.
38 minutes too long.
Well done, Stu. Well done.
Thank you.
Way to pay. 10K, well worth it.
Yeah. Just don't try and cash that check.
You could have thanked me at the wedding, Mike.
Yeah. Wow.
None of those people. Well, none of those people were there.
Outside of Darius, nobody was there. You're exactly right.
Oh my!
Wow! God. What a speech. Well done.
Thank you, Mike. Well, congrats. Seriously, on behalf of all of us, me, Billy, Mike, EA, congratulations. I know it was a big day and a big weekend for you. Yeah. And we're super happy for you, man.
It was very cool. Ben's a good dude. You know, like I said, they're on their way to Hawaii now. It was that's the one tough thing about it. All that planning goes in and it's done. It's over.
Right.
And so it's just done. And all the money I spent on it is gone. And it can't be getting back.
No, it can't. Can I ask you, Mike, just because I have two daughters, as you know.
Yeah.
How was it like handing your daughter away? How did that? I know we make jokes and stuff, but in the moment, how emotional were you?
So we walked down the, as we were walking down the aisle, Sid said to me, you know, I don't want to cry here, so make me laugh. So right as we started down the aisle, I looked at her, I said, you're fucking ugly. Yeah.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I know.
I mean, 50 beers before the wedding probably a little too much.
Well, you know, maybe I went a little too far, but she didn't cry. She looked stunned for a moment. But no, she laughed. So we had a great walk down the aisle. And then, Ben comes around. I give Sid a hug. And it's like, wow, you know, it's like for you, it's going to be there. Your two little girls at separate points at one point. But this is a girl you call your little girl, your baby girl that you always take care of. You're handing her off to another guy, you know, and it's pretty wild. But I've known Ben now with them living with us and seeing just it's kind of what I said in my talk. It's not like the milestones that we all see with everybody. Sure. It's the moments and just seeing them hang around the house, how good of friends they are, how he treats her. You know, I couldn't, you know, love the guy more for loving Sid. You know, it's really, really cool.
It's awesome.
But it is weird, man. It's a wild thing. I mean, you know, her name is now Sydney Broniker, you know, and they start their life together. But I'll always be attached to Sydney through credit cards, even though in your speech you said they're all going to say Sydney Broniker on them. Yeah. Somehow, some way, I bet I still foot the bill for something.
Yes, you will, Mike. Yeah. You'll never stop doing that.
No, I will not.
Stu, guys, you got the sense that Wingo gave a bad gift, right?
I mean, how could he afford to give a gift? He's closing on a house in Maui. I mean,
does anyone spend more time in Hawaii than Wingo?
No. I mean, Trey loves Hawaii, so it's not surprising to me that he's building a house there, and I'm assuming he's going to live there full time. Billy, he loves Hawaii. And why? Listen, why wouldn't Trey?
Why not? Trey?
There you go. Stupidity. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.